Jackson County Board Chair John Rendleman's joining us this morning. John, how are you, pal? Good?
I'm good. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Coming up in November in Jackson County, we're going to see a budget issue, a ballot issue about a building commission. Some people may have thought there's already a building commission. John, what would a building commission's responsibilities do? Or what would they be?
The county board asks the voters to approve a building commission to take the decision of construction or not, repairs. Take that kind of outside the county board and have independent eyes look at it. These would be people from Jackson County appointed by the board, but they're supposed to have some kind of experience in real estate or property management. And these would be people whose only task would be to take care of the facilities of Jackson County.
Now, the first thing, as a rule, when one of these items come up that I hear, John, is the people asking the question, well, how much is that going to cost us? How much will the salary be? How much will this new entity cost us?
A building commission is just a committee. It has no power to tax. It cannot tax. And the individuals, they serve on it without compensation. So we're talking about the trifling expense of 50 cents a mile for those building commissioners who have to travel from Elkville to Murfreesboro.
Is there a specific type of building or a building project that has fueled this discussion, John?
Not any specific thing. The county board has for some time been looking at the condition of the Jackson County Courthouse. We've had to some fairly significant repairs, although they're still referred to as Band-Aids. We had a $150,000 repair to a roof. And these maintenance matters keep costing the county money. In addition, we pay rent to put the probation department, and we have other expenses associated with offices who aren't in the courthouse. So there's been a lot of talk about putting up a new office building or a new court building somewhere, and hasn't really gotten any traction with the county board. So one of the things the building commission would be charged with is taking a look at the space needs of Jackson County and making a recommendation about whether there should be a new office building built or a new courthouse or something.
All right. I think we need to take a moment to differentiate. When I spoke with people in advance of calling you on Friday about this subject, I noticed that a number of people, when I was discussing it, they thought the building commission question was the question about taxing for school buildings and facilities.
Yeah, no, that's a whole separate thing. The school superintendents have gotten together and put on the referendum or put on the ballot has nothing to do with Jackson County Board or Building Commission, but they're asking the voters to approve a 1 cent sales tax, which would be limited to school facilities.
Right. And I think it's important that we differentiate between those two. And another item, that there was a law made a few years ago, John, that involved whenever a ballot question was placed on there, that it had to be very clear, because in the past, no's were yeses and yeses were no's. I don't have to tell this to you, John. You're a lawyer. But these questions had to be written in a clear fashion so people would understand. Is this measure written in a clear enough fashion for your taste, John?
Well, I understood what they were saying. Now, the building commission measure is, shall Jackson County establish a building commission, yes or no?
Right.
That seems pretty easy and really a pretty easy yes vote to have independent eyes take a look at the building needs of Jackson County. I thought the sales tax question was also fairly simple, but I can understand how somebody might think sales tax and building commission somehow went together and trying to eat the whole thing. And I don't think, and if that's confusing, that's too bad, because those are really separate items.
Okay, so please keep that in mind. Jackson County, there'll be two questions. One, will not involve spending or more money or taxation. That is the creation of the building commission in Jackson County. No salaries, but there will be a traveling expense, and they can't levy taxes. And then the school question is a sales tax question to use tax monies to build new facilities, and they are two separate questions. Matter of fact, we'll be talking more about that education tax. Where they, I think it's 1 cent. Is that right? 1%,
yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's 1%, and Jackson County Board, Jackson County Government never sees that money. It goes straight from the treasurer to the school districts in proportion to their student size.
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind there. John Rendleman, Jackson County Board. So what kind of support are we seeing on the board for this building commission? Because, as I mentioned, not everybody has a background in building and real estate, and it's crucial, especially when you're talking about big projects, big buildings, big rent like we, like all counties deal with on county buildings.
Yeah, this is one where the county board's got unanimous bipartisan support. And it's not that board members have just thrown up their hands and wanted to punt it down the line. They recognize that there's some big, serious questions out there, and it would be to our benefit, to Jackson County's benefit, to have unaffiliated people take a look at the issues. I mean, those of us that work in county government at Jackson County may be a little too close to the issue. And maybe assume something's necessary that independent set of eyes would say, no, we can do this and take care of our needs. So,
John, do you think that if we had a building commission back in the mid to late 80s that the Jackson County Jail would have been built at the location it was? Because that was, we had it sinking. It was built on top of an old midden heap, basically, a trash yard. I mean, is this the kind of thing that building commissions are meant to stop?
I think so. I think building commissions are people who have a little more familiarity with the experts. Now, you're not going to build a jail or any building without experts. You're going to need engineers, architects, that kind of thing. But I think a committee full of building professionals who speak the language of the experts are probably in a better position to build something than, frankly, a committee full of politicians.
News Radio WJPF, John Rendleman, Jackson County Board. John, thanks for your